And we're 9 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9 o'clock today. Roll call. Bob Daly.
Here.
Charlie Padilla.
Present.
Tom Schaff, present. I'd like a motion to approve the board agenda for today's meeting on April 28th.
All right. So move to approve today's agenda.
I'd like to second.
Charlie. Yeah.
Call for the.
Go ahead.
Second. Bob Daly.
Second.
No, you're yeah. You're voting now.
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
And Tom Schaff, aye. The agenda for today's meeting has been approved. Bob Daly, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance today?
Sure will. Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was outstanding. That was outstanding. Oh,
thank you.
Okay. I'm looking. Is there any public comments for closed session today? Seeing none or hearing none, I would like a motion to adjourn to closed session.
Motion to adjourn to closed session.
Second, please.
Seconded, Charlie.
I have a motion, and with a second, I'll call for the vote. Bob Daly?
Aye.
Charlie Padilla?
Aye.
Tom Schaff, aye. At 9:01, we are going to closed session. So I'll see everybody in closed session.
All right.
Including those partners, all the great things that Pathways is doing, which leads into this data about graduates. Our graduates thus far this year, our current to date are about 600, but through March, there were 529. So it shows that in the month of April, which isn't over yet, we had quite a number of graduates, and we expect to continue to do that trend of graduates through next month when we finally have graduation ceremony in June, which I'm sure all of you will be attending and have given you the date for that. But quite a bit of graduates. We will exceed presumably the graduate total from last year with 670. And those are some of the key highlights. I won't elaborate on more of this. You've had the opportunity to take a look at these things on your own, but I wanted to highlight several different things with regards to enrollment and so forth. I know that we are still waiting on David here. Any communication with him at all, Leo?
We've both been trying, Dana and I. We haven't heard back from him today. I know he's been really busy lately, because even when he did agree to this, he's like, oh, sorry, it took me so long. I've just been really busy with work. But yeah, as of this morning, I haven't heard back.
Okay, let's give him a few minutes, if it's okay. And we'll have some comments here from the board with regards to what I have shared. And then if he doesn't join, we could still wait a little bit, move on in the agenda for maybe one or two, and then we'll go ahead and dismiss Leo and Dana if he doesn't show. And if he does, fantastic. If not, we'll get him here next month, or next time.
So let's go on to Starless report, and we can always if Leo gets a hold of him or sees he comes on, we'll make arrangements to break in.
Sure. What we could do, if it's okay, Tom, before we do that, is maybe allow Dana and Leo each to just talk about the student and introduce themselves, as well as talk about the student that they will be introducing as soon as he shows up. And then if he does, we'll move forward with that as well. If not, we'll go ahead and move forward with Starless. That sound okay, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk. Leo, greetings.
Greetings. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm Leo Portugal. I've been a teacher here since last year. And then I'll let Dana introduce herself, and then I can talk a bit about the student.
All right, great. Thank you. My name is Dana Mendez. I'm a school counselor. Been here for a little over 2 years, so happy to see all of you.
This is
Yeah.
good.
And then a bit about the student. I mean, he was a student who, from what I understand, came from some maybe difficult circumstances. But honestly, just when he came here, he was just a very serious student. He never missed any of the school's requirements. He just came in ready to do work. He was very consistent week to week, just taking care of business. Whenever I asked him for anything, he was on top of it. So he was just a pleasure of a student to work with, and I was excited to see him here today. So hopefully he does come. But yeah, he was a model student, really.
And I can elaborate a little bit more on his background. He did go through some troubles in his personal life with which led to troubles within the court system as well. And he enrolled with us several different times with Leo helping him reach that pivotal moment of earning his diploma. But he was enrolled 3 different times and through a lot of different personal turmoil he was able to overcome and succeed and moving on with his life. Last time I spoke with him, he was looking into different apprenticeships that he could be a part of. He's a handyman, so we talked about him starting his own business because he already has so many tools and things like that.
Now, I would love for there's a unique story behind this, and Charlie, if you feel comfortable, would you like to share a little bit?
I'd love to. Just for my fellow board members, first of all, I want to thank Dana and Leo. I praise you for what you do, assisting individuals like David to improve their lives. He, as Dana mentioned, he came from a kind of a troubled background. I was contacted by Dr. Bill Hall, and Dr. Hall's handyman is David's father. And Bill called me and said, "Hey, I have my handyman here, and his son is having some difficulties. He wants to see if we can help him out." And I contacted Jerem, who contacted Bonnie, and her team got him on board, and it was quite well. And then the court system got to him, and so he had to exit our program. Did his time, came back. I was contacted by father again, and actually talked to David at that point, and we re-enrolled him. And he's one of our successors. He's one individual that could have gone two different directions, and because of our support, our staff, Bonnie and her, her us her. Office and Dana and Leo, we've set this young man in the right direction. And I hope he continues to make positive choices and improve his life. And it looks like he is. So I'm very grateful, and it's heartfelt. Even though I haven't met him in person, I was really looking forward to seeing his face today. But again, th this is what we do. We save people, and I can't say enough about our organization and our staff. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for sharing that. I knew that there was a story there that some of you may not have known about, and it's really interesting to see how these things play themselves out, and really appreciate both you, Dana, and Leo being here today. We've got a great teaching staff. We've got a great counseling team. You really epitomize what we do here at Pathways, and really trying to do everything we can to try to help students with pretty challenging backgrounds at times. And you do that very well. So thank you for that. Appreciate you being here today. And sorry that I know you made great effort to try to get David, and it's not for lack of effort there. And maybe we could try to get him to come next time.
Definitely. We'll keep reaching out to him and bugging him in the kindest possible way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, it did seem like he was interested, but I'm imagining just like work got in the way or something like that, because he got back to me several days after the request, and he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It took me so long to get back to you." And I'm like, "You know what? Don't even worry. I'm just glad you're getting back to me at all. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I'm happy that you're staying busy." And he said, "Thank you for understanding." But yeah, hopefully we can get him next time.
Well,
Well,
Dana, Leo, thank you so much for being here. We know you're busy and you've got a lot going on. If you need to bail out, we understand. And we'll see you again soon. Thank you so much.
thank you so much.
thank you. Good to see you all.
Likewise.
Okay, Tom, if we want to move forward with 9.2.
Yes, please.
I'll turn some time over to Starla. She has been here working with me quite a bit and reporting to the board in the past couple of meetings about student performance and particularly about IXL. There's some updated data that we would love to share with you, and Starla's going to take the opportunity to do that now. Starla,
Great.
thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me and board. I'm pleased to present to you today an update on IXL. As you know, we started IXL for the first time this school year. In fall, we launched it and we did the initial diagnostic. Last time I was here in March, I shared with you some of those results from the initial diagnostic. Now we have our spring results. So today I'd like to just briefly share those with you. In terms of our students' growth. So I'm going to share my screen here. All right. So I've just kept the same presentation, and what I did was just update what I'm going to share with you today. So the last time we met in March, we reviewed our students' fall test scores and compared them to the national average. At that time, we found that our students were averaging about seventh grade in the ELA and mathematics, eighth grade for our seniors. So that's previous data. And this was our plan that we discussed, that the plan for the students, teachers, and administration to continue to encourage our students to improve their scores. And this was this three-step approach that we took, which was establishing that baseline performance, setting growth targets, and continuing to monitor progress and adjust instruction as needed. And on this slide, this is the update on the progress. So what you're seeing here are the diagnostic scores from fall 2025 to spring 2026. And over here, these are the scores, the levels of scores. And so right here, we're looking at English language arts in the blue. And so in the fall, as you're aware, we had our students have overall all of our student population, the average score was 789, which was a late seventh grade level in ELA. What we found that in the spring, our scores improved to overall, 887. So that's an 11% increase, but really what that is a full grade level. And that's a really big deal, right? A full grade level in one semester is pretty impressive. And we actually saw the same result in math. And so in math, we started off at that mid seventh grade level, and we ended up in the spring at the eighth grade level. And I think when we're looking at why this increase and this improvement? I think there's several factors here. IXL was new, right, in the fall. So it was new to the teachers, it was new to the students. So I think there's certainly a degree of some familiarity, as we know with standardized tests. Most times when you take it twice, you just typically do better the second time. So there's that. But there's also our teachers who have been utilizing these diagnostic scores to target their instruction. So, for example, when we had students who were Well, which was most of our students testing below grade level, teachers would do a number of things from implementing additional tutoring sessions to assigning remedial or basic mathematics courses. Encouraging a big one was encouraging the students to go into iExcel to utilize the program for what it's designed for, is to practice and improve on a daily basis and improve their diagnosis scores in ELA and math, and we're seeing that it's working. And so we are pleased with the progress of our students. I'm happy to take any questions about this.
Bob, you're muted. Yes.
Sorry, I had to mute. The dog came in. Congratulations on the growth. That's an excellent amount of growth. I had a question. Let me think. As far as like your math, Starla, is it broken up into certain areas of math? Like, does it have algebra, geometry, things like that? Does it break it down like that?
Yes. So on the student's individual score report, they get it broken down by different types of math, and that helps the teachers be able, or that helps provide the teachers an opportunity to target the instruction. For the school overall, if I'm trying to think if I'm able to provide for you the broken down math, I have to be honest, I don't know. I need to go into iExcel and see that. But I do know we can provide it to the students and teachers on an individual level.
And I'm assuming same thing under English language arts. It'll break it down into specific areas, right?
Yes, it does break it down into specific areas. And that is where the iExcel diagnostic practice comes in, because there's several subsets of practice. And so once they get the score, the teacher then goes in and assigns just that area that needs improvement. So it could be grammar, it could be critical thinking, it could be reading, interpreting literature. So.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Charlie?
First of all, Starla, we all think you're an all-star and really feel fortunate that you are spearheading the ILT program. And it's just proof that this graph shows us why it's such an important instrument, and that it is really defining our progress. And without it that wouldn't be possible. So IXL, that's ILT, IXL, I mean, is a great instrument for us, our organization, both individually and school-wide. But we do appreciate the fact that you're taking the lead on this.
Thank you, Charlie.
And Starla, what are your goals that you think you could do with this next year?
That is a really good question. I think that I have several goals. One is an administrative goal. And so last school year, it was new. There was trial and error. We had to establish the testing windows. We had to give the teachers criteria for how often to reach out. What do we do if a student doesn't test? What if they show miss their test late? And so there's many, many factors, a lot of questions. So on the administrative level, what my goal is just to really flesh it out, get a solid practice in place, and have a clear path for the teachers and students to follow. So that's that part. In terms of the teachers, I would like to continue to provide them with a professional development. Last year, we were able to provide a person from IXL who actually came on virtually and provided the teacher's instruction. I'd like to provide that again as a refresher. They did provide a surface level for our teachers last year because it was new and we didn't want to overwhelm them. What I'd like to do this year is to dig a little bit deeper early in the year in July when we're doing PDs and provide further professional development so our teachers can discover more of what they can do with these scores with the IXL program. For this, and also, and this is the one for the teachers and the students. What we are looking at doing is further developing our goal setting process for our students. So, as you know, the students take the first assessment. The student meets with the teacher, reviews their score. It's not actually, it's a verbal process. What we would like to do is take that and make it a written process that stays with their record. And so they can reference it semester over semester, and really kind of make that very a part, it will go along with their transcript review. It'll go along with your goal setting. And so the student will kind of have this portfolio of all of these different points and goals that they're working towards academically.
Excellent. And I know your work ethic, and it really shows in this because, again, this is beyond and outside of our curriculum, but this is something that it's just I love the stats, but I love what it can do for each individual student, and I'm hearing that come from you, and that's and I just enjoy what when you give your presentation because I know your student and you want to figure a way to have them just get that little bit of growth. And I mean, and if they do, I mean, just like you said, they took it once, take it again, they did it, but those were great jumps. We're up to national average in a charter school independent study. I mean, that's, I mean,
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
so if, anytime you want to ask Jerem and have it presented to the board, something that you feel that will encourage or help the students to grow in these two areas, please bring it forward or have him bring it forward early, and I think you would get board support.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for that.
Okay. Any other questions, board? Nope. Fingers up. Okay. Thank you, Starla.
Yeah.
9.3, the 2026-27 board calendar discussion. Like, wowie.
So I'm putting on the screen now the board calendar, and this is a draft. It's the same as it is this year, if you will, except for some minor changes in dates and some reorganization of priorities of when certain items should be tackled. But I know you've had an opportunity to take a look at this. Any changes that you feel like you want to make to the board calendar for next year?
The only one we had, and we're going to discuss that in July when we're looking at evaluations and if and our process. But I like how the calendar is concise and how we have input it, and it works well with our financial going along with our curriculum. Charlie?
I'm good with it. Thank you.
Bobby?
I was good with it. This, being the first year, was very easy to fit things into the calendar with the advance notice. So all is good.
Excellent. Okay, Jerome.
All right, very good. That's all for 9.3. Thank you for that discussion.
Okay, we're going on to the consent calendar. I need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I move that we approve the consent calendar. It's Charlie.
Can I have a second?
Bob will second.
I have a first and second. I'm going to call for the vote. Bob?
Aye.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom, aye. Carried 3-0. Moving on to 11.1, approval of the CEO retention bonus. I would like a motion to discuss and approve this item. Do I have a motion?
Motion to discuss and approve.
Charlie?
Seconded, Charlie.
I have a motion to open 11.1. Call for the no, we're open for discussion now. Okay. I'm just getting too excited here. Okay. The recommendation, and I'm going to read this one because this is referenced our CEO. It is recommended the board approve the resolution of the Board of Directors of Pathway Charter School Adult Education to authorize payment of a one-time CEO Executive Director retention bonus. And the amount is suggested is a physical impact of 15,000. And I think it's very important, and the board has discussed that we want making sure that if we're going to do something like this, we bring it to our board meeting and we discuss this. And my first part is just Jeremy has done an outstanding job this year. We've had to do jobs way beyond, and they've had to take over the we lost a administrative director, and January, and everybody has to take an extra work above and beyond, our regular work, and everybody has done it. We've had to do numerous things that we have discussed through the evaluation process, and I think Jerem has done an excellent job. And for the one other area that this is for Bob, when we did Jerem's contract, when we worked with his contract, it came in at a certain level. When we discussed it and we reevaluated it, his is the only one that he reevaluated it and took a $20,000 cut from the average of those people, but we added into his contract that he can receive bonuses, and we added that in last year. And Bob, that was for your information. And who would like to go first, Bob or Charlie, in any other discussion?
I'll go ahead and go. Let me lead off by saying that I truly appreciate Jerem's leadership, as I expressed in his evaluation. I, however, feel like his base salary is substantial, and we're gonna in the future encounter issues like we've had, and where he had to step up and put the duties as a.
My computer cut out on the last minute. I'm sorry.
What did mine?
Oh.
I think, Charlie, you're cutting out slightly.
We're frozen.
He actually disappeared.
Charlie?
He's gone.
Well, I'm going to take care of it.
There he is.
I think
Charlie's back on my end. Are you there, Charlie? He's
I'm
there.
back. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. You cut out and then froze, and I was went with over again. I'm sorry, because I mean, could you
Wait, where did I cut off? I kept
about three sentences in?
Okay, I said, let me start from the beginning. First of all, let me state that I truly appreciate Jerem's leadership. We wouldn't be where we are without that. We have compensated him with a fairly good base salary. That being said, I appreciate the fact that there's been circumstances that have led that him to have to do other duties as assigned. But I feel personally that it's a precedence as if we get encounter situation future where he has to do other duties as assigned that we have. I mean, it just to me is not appropriate in terms of giving him the $15,000 stipend. That's just a personal feeling.
Okay, Bob.
And thank you for sharing that other information, Tom. And actually, Jeremy and I had spoken earlier too, and there was some clarity given to me about the contract information and what was agreed upon earlier. And looking at all the numbers of dollars and stuff, and since I've been retired for 5 years now, and then I went back and was looking at all the pay scales of the teachers and everybody that's at Pathways. And then actually, I did a little bit of research and did some research with the district I came from and like teacher salaries, especially, and just looking at dollars. I needed to get updated. I needed to get updated. And I'm a little bit shocked. And I'm actually almost a little upset because, man, people make the first year teachers could now make some money compared to what they used to, which I'm happy for them. And I think they deserve it. So in looking just at comparison of dollars and what it costs to live in California and all this and all of that. Just watching Jerem work this year, and it's all of his work has been very impressive. I know they've had to take care of a lot of things, and there were some extra duties that came on. I do have my own personal feeling about how this is deserved, and so when we come to vote, I will voice that at that time. So that's really it right now.
Well, I appreciated everybody's communication and input, and Is there any further discussion?
The only other thing that I would mention is that it is in my dialogue with Jerem, there is going to be a 5% cost of living increase that we will be as an action item coming up in the near future. And that, if I have my numbers correct, that will put Jerem over about $260,000 a year. So that just wanted to include that. That was information that I was able to glean, and my numbers may be wrong, but that's what I had calculated. That also came to be one of the reasons why I cannot approve the following action item.
Okay, Jerem, how about your input, Jerem?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I think that if you want to get financial side input as well from Jason, you're free to. And I know that I've given retention bonuses for other members of the staff for similar reasons. I believe in them. I think they're extremely helpful and motivating. And I think that especially when deserved, it's appropriate.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to call for the vote now for
Did you want to hear from Rebecca? By the way, Rebecca is ill. And her supervisor Jason is with us today because Rebecca's unable to be here. So,
okay.
Tom,
Yes,
yeah.
fine. Responsibility. Can you give us a report on that? And do we have the money to give the bonus?
Yes, and Tom and Charlie, good to see you both. It's been a while. Robbie,
Yes.
nice to meet you. Usually a good sign when you don't see me. Unfortunately, Rebecca's out unexpectedly this week, and so stepping in to fill those her large shoes. So I'll do my best here. But yes, and yes, the school has both the cash available to make this payment and the budget allowance to make this no concern fiscally on giving the retention stipend for the executive director.
Any other questions, Bob, of our wonderful financial executive here?
No other questions for him, but there's something that does enter into my mind that, since we're still in the discussion period too, is this is something I think I have to say because competitive money wise, if Jerem were to go elsewhere, they could be a very pretty tough place to replace, pretty spot to replace. So that always comes to mind, and it's just something that I wanted to throw out there. So if you're thinking about like if we have to replace this guy, finding a qualified candidate might be really difficult. So just to throw that out.
That's a good one. Charlie, any other final comments?
No further comments. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, I just want to, this is a full discussion. I just want to, okay. No other comments. I'd like to call for the vote. Bob?
Aye, in favor.
Charlie?
Nay.
And Tom Schaff? Aye. Carried 2-1. Thank you for the discussion, and we're moving on to a 12.1. 12.1 is the approval of declaration of the need, and that's DON, Bob. DON stands for approval of our declaration here. Declaration of need. Okay, I just thought I'd give you those initials. Okay, and there's no financial impact, and we need to open this for discussion and action for approval.
I'd like to open action item 12.1 for discussion. Charlie?
Do I get a second?
Second by Bob.
I have a first and second discussion, Jerem.
This is an annual item that comes before the board. It pertains to a potential needs that we may have in the future with regard to credentialed teachers. If we declare a need now or a potential need now for the what will be the 26-27 school year, it opens up the opportunity to tap into it. Essentially, if we cannot find a qualified candidate After significant search, this provides an opportunity for a emergency authorization from the San Diego County Office of Ed. Could be for a classified type position that requires a credential, could be for a teacher, could be for an EL authorization add-on, for instance, to a credential, these types of things. We don't anticipate any need. However, we want to make sure that we have it on record with San Diego County Office of Ed in case we do at some point next year. But we haven't had a need. We've never tapped into this because it hasn't been a need for us, but we definitely want to be out in front of it. And this is the purpose of item 12.1.
Okay, Bob.
Not completely explained. I understand everything. Appreciate the explanation.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, no questions. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to call for the vote. Bob. Charlie.
Aye.
Tom. Aye. Carried 3-0. 12.2. This is an exciting always one approval of the 2026-27 staffing plan. I'd like a motion to open 12.2.
Bob, you're on mute there.
Motion to open 12.2.
Charlie, I mean,
Seconded,
second.
Charlie. Yeah, seconded, Charlie.
I have the first and second. 12.2 is open for discussion and action. Jerem.
Very good. Thank you. 12.2 is a staffing plan. It's a really exciting time of year. This is a culmination of quite a bit of work over several months in preparation for next school year. This has been in collaboration quite a bit with Charter Impact, again with Rebecca, and being that Rebecca's not able to be here today, Jason is here to talk about the financial elements of the staffing plan. The other is our HR team, particularly Marie, and her input as far as several items in the staffing plan. So each of them, after I give a brief overview, will give their input with regards to the staffing plan, and then we'll turn it back over to you, Tom, for additional questions and comments and so forth. So, as you see on the screen now, we've tried to really simplify the presentation for the staffing plan. It looks very simple, but it contains a significant amount of information. This slide gives an overview of what's happening with the staffing plan, but uniquely down here has the links to the bus, to the organizational chart, as well as the salary schedule link. If you click on the bus link, this information will pop up here on our staffing plan, which is basically, as you know, an overview summary of everything pertaining to 12.2, our staffing plan. Couple key things that I'll point out, which you're aware of. It's for the most part, it's the same staffing plan we've had this year, except for the following changes: three additional positions in a lead teacher, program specialist, and a transition specialist. That lead teacher likely will not come on until January 1st, 2027. And then, in addition to that, we have a 5% increase based on recommendation from several sources, particularly from our HR team. Stipends remain the same. Retirement contributions for the employer have gone up a little bit to try to keep on pace with the ever-increasing cost of insurance, but it's not going to close that gap completely, but it will help cushion it for our staff members, who the vast majority do not tap into the large or the full amount of the employer contribution. So it's somewhat more of an optics and attracting top talent coming in and retaining team members. Also, we are going to increase, after quite a bit of discussion, a 10% match from 5% with our 403B. Again, only about one third of the staff participates, and a very small, less than handful of staff actually go to the maximum contribution. So this is helpful for optics, but also for really benefiting our employees who want to tap into retirement and keep up with not having stirs in the organization is one of the primary reasons we're doing that. Other than that, again, there's some changes that I just highlighted. It is essentially the same staffing plan that we've had in the past, and just some minor changes, if you will, that I've tried to highlight. I will turn some time over just for the fiscal side of things first to you, Jason. You can talk about that and the extensive meetings that Rebecca and I have done to make sure there's a budget that supports this, that's reasonable. And then I'll turn the time over when he's done, Jason's done, to Marie, if you want to speak to the HR side of the contribution to the staffing plan, please.
Thank you, Jerem. So, Jerem did a good job of giving the overview here, and I've only had the last couple hours to prepare. So, stepping in for Rebecca, but in reviewing the budget that Jerem and Rebecca have been working on for next year, everything looks good and balanced. The added positions are affordable, the increase in the benefits are affordable, and the increases in wages are affordable. We're projecting right now just about a little over $100,000 surplus or so for next year as we sort of map this out, or let's call it roughly $100,000 surplus for next year. With that, it's also ultra conservative. The governor has proposed a new student support and professional development block grant, which is being omitted right now, but that would add several hundred thousand dollars to the school for next year or for the next 4 years, depending on how the school wants to spend it. So there is a cushion in here. The additional positions and increases in salaries and benefits are fiscally sound and have been thoroughly vetted and thought through on our end.
Jason, what is the budget based on what ADA?
Just under 700. Yeah.
So
$696.
still very conservative, based on what we've seen for growth in the past couple of years, but 696.
Thank you. Sorry, I just jumped in there. Did you have something else, Jason?
No, that was it. Perfect time to jump in.
And Bob, you're muted.
Sorry about that. With the growth of student enrollment, I'm a little surprised, but I know Jeremy and I, we talked about this too. There's just one high school teacher being added, but are we also increasing then the teacher workload for student teacher ratio? Did that come up?
Yes, that's a plan for next year, not necessarily as a part of this specific staffing plan, but definitely. And we're looking to hire two teachers next year, and two additional instructional assistants as well.
Okay.
The
Thank you.
overall increase in ADA is 60 from the current year. So if we're increasing caseload or workload on the teachers with one additional plus the extra support staff, it should be good.
Okay.
Okay, and Charlie?
All right, looks good. Thank you.
Okay, the next chart. What the organizational chart, when you said that, didn't we, Jerem, reduce you changed the structure. Are you has that come up yet? We're not having as many ADs.
Yes, we currently have a vacancy for two ADs. We're going to fill one of those. And in the staffing plan here, we're eliminating the other assistant director position, and we're replacing it in part with a lead teacher position. And we are moving in the future towards the middle level management increases as we increase in need and student population as opposed to executive level management.
And I thought that was a major highlight that I wanted both board members to, because I was an advocate of not being top heavy with administration, and that took care of our board's concern when we saw this before with our growth.
Yeah, and that will help with the 80-20 ratio. Is that right, correct, Jerm? Because the lead teacher would be instructional and not, or would that be still be management or administrative?
Both positions were and are and 100% instruction related, so
Perfect.
it wouldn't affect that. Yeah.
Perfect. All right,
And
thank you.
right now, the 80% spending requirement in the budget, we're well over the minimum threshold. I believe we're somewhere close to 88% in this original budget for right now.
Great. Thanks, Jason.
And I think it speaks to the program that so much is going to instruction, not to administration.
I wanted that. Oh, good. Because I mean, the goal is 80-20, but anything above that, anybody that looks at our charter says, the big wow, and you could say that from the other because you represent other charters, but that's a good percentage if you can manage it. And it says a lot for our, for the way that Jerem and Rebecca and Jason work together on our budgeting and our focusing towards student learning.
100%.
Okay, next, Jerem.
Very good. Marie, could you weigh in on the human resource side of contribution to the staffing plan, please?
So we've highlighted, and first of all, thanks again for having me here and nice to see you all again. But I would love to say, Jerem did a lot of highlights around what we are proposing, and then Jason and Jerem kind of just talked about the new position. So when it came to me and my team, we contributed when it came to the compensation, so the salary schedules and then the benefits. So last year, I believe in 2025, early 2025, we did a full comp study for the organization. We typically tell our clients to go through a proper comp study every 2 to 3 years just because the market doesn't change that much. So because we're kind of in the middle of the last time we did that increase or we did that study, we simply just kind of saw what other schools were doing. We vetted their increase proposals as well and told the school that we suggested just increase the salary schedules by 5% across the board. I think we talked about 4 to 5%. And that's what we have proposed here. When it comes to the benefits, we are proposing to increase the monthly employer contribution toward medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. This is just to help offset the rising premiums. We are seeing a pretty hefty lift in the rates this year around across all industries. But the increase that we're talking about for pathways, so for full-time employees at 0.75 FTE or more, the contribution is going to go from $2,095 to $2,245 per month. That equates to about $27,000 annually. I believe that number is $26,940 to be specific. For part-time employees, so this would be your 0.5 to 0.74 FTE, the contribution is going to increase from $1,272 per month to $1,347 per month. That equates to about $16,164 annually. When we think about cash in lieu, this option is going to stay in place for employees who carry alternate coverage, and then per diem and under 0.5 FTE employees remain ineligible. And that would wrap that
Thank
up.
you. Is that all, Marie, or did you have something more there?
The other thing that you had already mentioned beforehand would be around the retirement. So there is a change from last year. The 403B employer match is increasing from 5% to 10% of the annual rate wages for participating employees. And of course, the budget assumes full participation and will be I'm sorry, will be revised after open enrollment to reflect actuals. And that would be it.
Thank you, Marie. So, with that background, it's the recommendation, both financially, needs of staff, and from an HR perspective, that the board, we recommend the board approve the staffing plan for 26-27 school year.
Okay. Bob, any final comments?
The question, maybe I missed this, but just for clarity, how many people use the insurance plan? How many of them take advantage of it?
Insurance or the retirement?
Their insurance, the medical, dental, vision, because you have the option, correct?
Yes. I'm not sure on the exact. It's a I, what I recall, it's roughly about half. For the retirement, it's about one third.
Okay.
A lot of them have, for the insurance, they have a spouse or partner
Yes.
that they tap into as a result, and then instead get the cash in lieu.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, just real quick, Jerome, just for public notification, are we still possibly looking in the STIRs and PERS?
For STIR, we will continue as the ability fiscally presents itself with that opportunity, but we've done a thorough analysis with Charter Impact, and I believe HR was involved in that discussion. But we looked at it, and in order to go with STIRS currently, the cost was prohibitive for Pathways to move in that direction. So we do not plan on doing that this next year. We'll continue to look at it, in the future if we're ever able to move in that direction. But there are multiple reasons, primarily physical, I mean, I'm sorry, fiscal, of why it just doesn't, we can't make it work for Pathways. We'd have to do layoffs. We'd have to avoid any increases. We would have to stall enrollment and not be able to enroll more. It would be a
Employer.
lot of negative consequences if we were to be, try to afford STIRs. And Jason, you got some
Yeah, I'm sorry,
information.
Jeremy. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, you're fine.
The STIRs match for an employer is 19.1%. It's been that for the last couple of years, and it's projected flat at that. The certificated salaries of Pathways for next year is projected a little over 6 million. So it would cost 1.2 million to join STIRs. The 403B match that is available is projected to cost the school $170,000. So even if we got rid of the 403B match, we would have to find $1 million in the budget to join STIRS. Very, very, very costly. And once you join, you cannot leave. Once you opt in, you have to remain a member. And so it is critical that anything like that be thoroughly vetted before joining. The 10% match is a very, very nice and generous retirement benefit. And hopefully, we'll see an increase in that participation with the increase that the school is proposing here.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
And thanks, Jeremy. I just wanted to make it transparent so that in our public records. So I agree with with everything that you said, Jeremy.
Yes. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. We've had, is that the full discussion on this item, Jerome?
Yes.
Okay, well, before, because he might leave, Jason, tell Rebecca that you did a great job, but we miss her.
That'll be managing downward at its best, right? I'll let Rebecca know. I have feedback from the board. I did wonderful, but that she was heavily missed. I will. There'll be missed.
I thank you very much. And my only one other co comment, I see these salaries and I see all the benefits and everything else. And like Bob, you said, I did some research, and since I've been retired for 21 years, and wow, it's the salaries and everything has changed, but so has everybody else's salaries. So anyway, hearing a great discussion, and Jerem's a lot of work went into that single page with your extra buses to us to go to. I'd like to call for the vote for approval of the staffing plan. I mean, this is a good one this year. Bob? That was an aye.
That was an eye.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm kind of deaf in both ears. Okay.
It's
aye.
an
Tom, did you call for my vote?
Did
I'm an aye, Charlie. Yeah.
you get mine, Tom? Did you? It's an eye.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. That's my board. Okay. That carried 3-0. Okay, our calendar. Jeremy, anything in the calendar you'd like to highlight?
Let's see here. Our next board meeting will be June 2nd. And if you want to let Tabitha know where you will be, she can include that on the agenda. And we're looking forward to that meeting on June 2nd.
Okay. And let's see. And our graduation date is what again?
Graduation date is, give me one second here. Graduation ceremony is June 8 at 12 noon. June 8, 12 noon. It'll be via Zoom, and you will receive a Zoom link to be able to join that. And as we get closer to it, I'm sure one of you will be giving a stirring speech at that graduation as well. So, no pressure. That's true.
Okay, board comments. Okay, and I'm in the same rotation with the not rookie. This is, you're getting full year here, Bobby. Okay, board comments, Bobby.
I'm very proud to be a member of this board. And, this is my, I guess you'd say my virgin year. And it's been very, very huge learning experience. Can't say anything more about how happy I am to be a part of it. And I'll leave it at that. And thank you to the entire team, everybody that's out there. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I too am extremely proud. I think that I expressed my sentiments in talking about David Villanueva and the process he went to, and what our organization did for him. And we're doing it for many others. And so we've got to keep that in mind. And that's our focus, is to make a difference in this world. And we're doing it one student at a time. So I thank the entire organization for that. I want to thank Jerem and my fellow board members for their involvement in the executive director evaluation process. I said this during that process, but each and every time that I go through this process, I become more informed about our organization, and that allows me to make better and more informed and sound decisions as a board member. I would also like to add an action item to our next board agenda, something that, and Jerem helped me with this, something that states that all future stipends and bonuses be approved by the school board. So if we could have that on our next agenda, I'd be appreciative. And that's all I have, Tom.
Okay.
Charlie, would you like that as a, are you requesting a discussion item before an action item, or do you want it to go straight to an action item?
The discussion would be fine.
Okay.
Ward, any thoughts about that?
Well, this is in our board comments. I can make a comment, but I can't really discuss it in this section for board comments. In this, that would be, we can make a comment, but I don't want to bring it. That's the idea. We're bringing it ahead as a discussion of the Charlie is asking for, and I concur that we bring it forward as a discussion item, and I would like to make it that I could make a directive to our CEO to always make sure bonuses are put on the agenda for discussion or our approval, because those are, and I would like to add, since I've just heard this, I would like to add that why we would like to have that, because it's outside of their regular contract. And when you're giving something outside of the regular contract, I would like the board to be involved. And that's my concurrence of that. My other part of statements, I just, it was an excellent evaluation process this year with total involvement of the whole board. The board, I really commend you for being ready, involved, and willing to participate in a way that it helps Jerem's growth. And again, like I ask everybody to think of growth, I ask Jerem. And when in discussion, he came up with over 10 items already thought to go forward for next year, and he'll be bringing those forward. And I would like to get from our fellow board members, there's a couple things that I would like to have a maybe special session or a discussion or something, so we'll learn more about the process of some of the ways our students are being evaluated. So there's some areas that I'd still like, I would like to learn more again about charters and processing, and I want to feel that our board wants to continue to grow. And that's kind of where I really enjoy this being on the board, and I just want to be a better board member. And I'm thinking of some ways that maybe he can bring some self to help the three of us grow. That's my, and I want to thank everybody from the people, Starla, and our legal, our HR, just having people involved and always having a teacher and a counselor, even just where when they come and talk, I gain so much more in making it feel it's more with us. And Charlie, your story on that student was really valuable to me, and it does mean that's what we're here for. And I'll end with that. That's the board comments. I'm just all excited today. It's our CEO's comments.
Very good. I appreciate everybody's collaboration today. I find these meetings productive. I find closed session items, especially around evaluation, productive, where we can discuss candidly various different things that we all feel, and particularly the board feels, is important for the organization. I want to acknowledge Tabitha for her help in the staffing plan and in preparation for these meetings. She is very instrumental in making sure that presentations and substance are contained within the staffing plan and all agenda items is sound and proofread and so forth. And she contributes significantly. So I wanted to acknowledge her, as well as Starla, for her contribution to several things, but including the agenda item today for the staffing plan. Both Starla and Tabitha are exceptional, and I'm delighted to work with them and be rubbing shoulders as teammates with them. Board, again, I appreciate your support. Thank you for all you do, and looking forward to future board meetings and one-on-ones and collaborating with you and learning from you.
And it is like 11:33, and I would like a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved, Charlie. Oh, I second it, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay, I have a first and second.
Yeah.
I'll call for the vote. Bobby?
Okay.
Charlie?
Aye.
Tom, aye. The Marine is adjourned at 11:33. Thanks, guys, and hope you see everybody later. Bye bye.
All right. Thank
Bye.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.